Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you going to let them hold you down and make you cry?
Hello and welcome to another installment of Two Judgy Girls. We're just saying what you're thinking. This is Courtney from LA.
And this is Mary from the Bay. This week, we finally got to meet Raquel on the Hometowns. We wish Everett and Lindsay were still broken up. Ugh. We see gender stereotypes crushed in New Orleans.
TM Ariana.
And Lisa Rinna's downfall / demise.
So does this mean you're saying you finally have accepted she's wrong?
I never not accepted that. I just I think she's means well, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, well, we'll get to that later. Let's get The Bachelor out of the way because this season could not end fast enough.
Seriously, the way that they left us with the cliffhanger, I was like, really? Really? You're gonna let Andy just show up on the previews? I'm like, let's get this shit done.
Well, not even that, but it was like you previewed Andy the week before that she's coming, and then she's there for the last 5 seconds. Hello, Nick. And it's like, what were those bangs? Those bangs are horrible. She needs to not rock them. It's
Well,
like
and what is she even gonna say?
she's like, remember how I said that you suck in the bedroom? It's still true. Just trying to keep you down.
I'm just not looking forward to it.
I have to. Okay, so let's go this week. Like you said, it was the hometown. So we start off with Raven.
We're in Hoxie. Let's get on our four-wheeler, Daddy. Look at me.
Okay, so I have two thoughts that came from this. One, this is so boring. So I went and actually washed dishes during her hometown because I couldn't stand the Southern. Two, I don't want her to win anymore, and I want her to go on Bachelor in Paradise, and I want her and Luke to fall in love.
Yes, that is a
Right?
great couple, Luke and Raven. I'm down.
I think they would be so cute, and I think they're Southern. It would all work out. I think it's potential. I think that they
Okay,
definitely need to do.
Patty Sanger, Patty Sanger. They're not millionaires, but you're a matchmaker, aren't you?
Well, you know, the Bachelors aren't millionaires anymore either, like they started out, so I think we'll be okay.
Oh my God, so true. Yeah, that date, I mean, they had that great sexy muddy four-wheeler scene, then her dad's cancer-free, blah blah blah. I
I'm telling you,
mean,
I literally wash dishes, so you'd have to inform me of anything
well, then
exciting.
I like wondered, I was like looking at their parents' home and I'm like, "Wait, this is like all IKEA slash Target. Did the Bachelor come in and like do a
Stage
quick
it.
remodel?" Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, you know that in Caitlyn's season that they had to go to Arizona because Chris Soules had a DUI, and if you have a DUI, you can't travel to Canada.
That's so right.
So I assume that there's got to be something strange that's happening around these parts. Like, there's no way. I mean, we went and met Rachel's family, and her dad didn't show up.
Well, that judge was like, I can't be a part of this.
Yeah, he was like, this is a joke. No, I'm not going to do this. I
Well,
mean,
and immediately when they showed up to the Rachel's hometown, I'm like, wow, he's really dressed up. I called it. I go, they're going to fucking church. They are going to church. And then Nick's like, oh my gosh, I'm so religious. Like I went grew up going to Catholic church. That was not Catholic church.
no,
Like
that
that
was like
was,
Baptist.
yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, well, there's an elephant in the room. It's a white person.
But like, is it, but her sister's married to a white guy.
Oh my God, and the white guy, her sister, who like her brother-in-law, he's like, so I can't help but notice, but you're a white. I'm
It's
like,
like, so are
you're
you.
a white. Like, who calls someone a white? Like, and who calls, you know, it just made me feel weird.
Like racial stereotypes are being crushed this week, as
And
well
then
as gender stereotypes.
I also felt like the brother-in-law was like a game show
It
host.
was so strange. I honestly, okay, so I came back into like of actually focusing during this part, and I thought he was just a random person. Like I thought he was a Chris Harrison stand-in, and I was like, who is this guy interviewing Nick right now? It was so strange.
No, and then they were like, so have you ever seen fried chicken before?
Yeah, and he's like, do you know what this is? It's called soul food. He's like, I'm not blind. And this is how the Bachelor is franchise is going to handle Rachel being the Bachelorette. They're going to be like, Rachel takes him on a tour of like a plantation. Like,
Oh
Rachel
my
takes him to the
God.
South to experience. Rachel takes him on a Selma walk. Like,
No, it was so bad. It was like, Nick, see this pink and green fruit? It's called watermelon. Like, come on.
yeah, it was that was bad. ABC just was like really playing that up, and
No.
I feel like he did a good job though. I what did he say? He's like, I mean, I'm not blind. I know you're black.
Right.
It's
No,
like, okay.
he handles his own. Okay, then my favorite was we finally got to go to Miami and
Oh.
like that shopping trip. Oh my God. But wait, also Corinne, she was showing him the finer things in life,
Yeah.
but she's also developed a tummy.
Well,
I
she's been
mean,
eating and drinking a lot.
She's been nervous.
She's a stress eater. She's a stress eater.
I know. And it's so funny because, like, she's so that, like, 23-year-old girl. Like, she's cute, but she still has that chipmunk face.
Well, maybe it just gets puffier the more food and alcohol she consumes. God.
And they're, like, trying on the $1,400 sweat outfits. And he's like, hey, I'm like a Miami soccer dad. And he was loving it.
I actually thought this was the first time that I was, like, out of all the girls left, him and Corinne are kind of perfect for each other. Like, I thought she had the best hometown. And it made me think, like, oh, he could definitely not that he's going to have a life with any of these girls, but this would be a good fit for him. I could see him, like, really enjoying, as you said, the finer things in life.
No, and I loved how, like, Corinne was, like, footing the bill with her Amex, which was not a black card.
Well, maybe she didn't have access to that. You know, she hasn't been home. Maybe her dad has the black card, and since she hasn't seen him.
Loved her Greek dad, and I loved how he was like, so I got to sit down with you. We're going to have some scotch, and you know what? Who's going to be the breadwinner here?
And Corinne said she was fine with it. And let's be honest, you know, Corinne's really not running that company. So it's like, Corinne, Nick, are you going to be okay with Corinne having a trust fund and supporting you guys? Which, yeah, we all are. We'll all be fine with that life. I would take that life.
And I finally understood Raquel, the nanny. She's not a nanny. No. She's the mom's personal assistant. And she seems like a great human that helps the mom cook and clean.
Well, she's a housekeeper.
Yeah,
she's a housekeeper, and she was so sweet and so cute, and she really lived up to the hype.
She was going to be so plastic. I thought she was going to have Lisa Rinna lips and cat eyes.
She's going to be like JoJo's mom.
Yeah, but she was like they seemed really down to earth, and them looking out the window of the high rise and like seeing her kiss Nick. I kind of got won over by that.
Family. Yeah, I'm telling you, I was really into this. Made me love Corinne, which makes me sad because I feel like this is the episode this is the point she gets eliminated.
Okay, so I think Vanessa will be eliminated. So we go to Quebec and I think it was really interesting that she was a teacher for the adult population. Mm-hmm. And I thought her top was way too low to be wearing at that school.
Was she not wearing the fur vest at the school?
No, she was, but she was wearing that white crisscross top that like went down to her belly button.
She's fashion forward, Mary.
She was so annoying me and her big Italian family.
And it's like, all on top of it, all of them have these French accents. I actually love the kids. I have a special place in my heart for that sort of thing. So I was
totally. I mean, is your soul black? Of course. Everyone does.
I mean, my soul is black, but sometimes there's a little sparkle.
Yeah.
You can't make a diamond from coal, or what is that line? Coal? I don't know.
Something like that.
I'll edit that. But no, I just, her family was weird. Everything it was a disaster. The fact that she got so offended that he asked all the girls' parents for their hand in marriage, I'm like, why wouldn't he do that?
Well, no, ABC has got to switch that around. Like, they have to go in the hotels, enjoy it, then have the fantasy suite, and then have another opportunity to come in contact with the parents, because it is so weird.
Right.
We asked four people, would you be okay if I asked your daughter to marry me? Like, that's like just so disingenuous, if that's even a word.
Well, right. But at the same time, it's like, if your daughter is going on this show, isn't the goal for her to get married? So I don't even know why they need to be asked, to be honest, because that should be kind of a given when these people go on this show. I don't know. I just thought, you know, she finally showed her true colors this week, because what did she say? She was like, at this point in the game. And I'm like, oh, it is a game too, Vanessa. Oh, okay. And then she was like, so offended that he might be falling in love with other girls. Like, what do you think's happening on this show?
She
puts herself too high on her pedestal.
Well, I guarantee you she is so ticked that she's not the best bachelorette.
Oh, you think so? Well, they don't know that at this point.
Right. But her family was like way too intense. Like, where are you going to live after this? Like, what are you going to do? And it's like, whoa, why don't you just say hi? Nice to meet you. And let's have the Italian lunch. Pass the cannoli.
Yeah. What did you think of her brother?
Oh, he's like a little leprechaun. He might have, I think he might be like, I don't want to be mean, but I think
I thought that
like
too.
A slight dwarf.
Oh my
like on the taller end. I mean, I'm trying not to be hard on people. Like, I don't want to be that person, but come on. St. Patrick.
Patrick the leprechaun, the Italian leprechaun. Her family was a little just, it was too intense for me, and it didn't seem like it was a calm, like fun, exciting time. And
no, all of a sudden, my prediction, she gone. Fantasy suites. He's going to sleep with Corinne. He's got to. Rachel. And then I think Raven's going to be the winner.
Oh, well, that makes me sad for my dream of Raven and Luke. But I guess we'll find out. We start next week with some Andy. Let's move on, because the real stars of this week were all Bravo related.
Always and
forever. Bravo delivered.
Bravo Leverty.
Bravo, bravo.
Andy Cohen, when can I be your guest bartender on Watch What Happens?
Hey, Andy, how many podcast listeners do you have in order to get an invite?
I mean, Kyle Cook talks to me.
Oh, yeah. He had a Facebook Live today, by the way, and he said that they're working on a second season.
Amen. My prayers have been answered.
So you must have, you between last week and this week, you really nailed it. The GOD was listening to you.
Thank goodness.
Okay, so Summer House, it's like Everett and Lindsay, they broke up. Nobody cares.
That was like that. Okay, this is the classic when a couple breaks up and you're like, oh, thank God. Like, gosh, Lindsay, you can do so much better than Everett. He is American Psycho. That's who he is.
He's Patrick Bateman for sure.
He is creepy. And everyone's like, oh, now everyone's like talking trash. Like, yeah, da, da, da. And then it's like, oh, wait, he shows up at your birthday party and you guys are back together. And everyone's like, fuck, we talk trash about them to their face. Damn it.
Wait, my favorite was that Steven was doing like an interview drinking wine. He's like, oh, wow, nobody saw this coming. Oh, no, are you guys so upset? Oh, gosh, you guys were really the perfect couple. And then just like drinks his wine like it's, you know, it's him drinking tea. And I just was like, that's hilarious. Also, I do not think this was a good look for Priv, which was the makeup and hair company, because they all look like crap.
Their hair, they were all pulled back by the end of the night. It's just too sweaty and sticky there.
Yeah, and Lindsay like started her hair with a bun before people even arrived at this hoedown, which that was her 30th birthday.
Well, okay, there was also a really big problem because I don't think they could actually play music at the party because of like all the microphones and the conversations. So there was this awkwardness, I think.
And probably because they don't have the rights, because apparently you're not allowed to play music without having rights. But like, who listens
Ashley
to this?
Ashley Simpson, we love you.
Speaking of Ashley Simpson, I'm about to blow your mind. This podcast will always come first circle or full circle. So Carl's friend that came, the friends that came to visit, the one that's like
the one big lip girl,
yeah, the one that slept with Kyle, Carrie. Uh-huh. She used to be married to Eric Johnson, who is currently married to Jessica Simpson, whose sister is Ashley Simpson. Pieces of me,
all is, the pieces.
Are your
pieces.
Is your mind blown?
So that girl used to be married to Eric Johnson, and he was he's an ex 49ers player as well. He's a babe.
Yeah, he's pretty good looking, but the Daily Mail was talking about it, which if you don't read that app, you should download that app and click on U.S. Showbiz. It's so good.
Okay.
But they were talking about it, and they're saying that there was drama when he first hooked up with Jessica. Their divorce wasn't final. He was sleeping with both of them. I think he's kind of a dog. Anyways,
they make cute kids. Yeah. Maxwell and Drew are pretty cute.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that they're
happy.
Drew
get
now.
A haircut, but...
No, Drew, no, it's Ace.
I mean, oh my God, you know what I was getting mixed up? Nick Lachey's brother?
I knew you were going to say that, Drew Lachey. Where is he these days? Cincinnati?
I don't know.
Running Lachey's, their bar. Too much. But so Carl brings these girls, and he does it to get a rise out of Lauren. Like, he 100%. Was such a dick. He's such a dick. How many Carls do we know in our lives? Like, it is like that... Those behaviors start, and I'm like, oh, not this guy again.
No, and get your teeth whitened ASAP.
And pin your ears back. Get your ears pinned back. Like, you don't wear a hat where it accentuates your Will Smith ears, okay? Just don't do it because it's so bad.
No, but poor Lauren
And she looked really good at that party, I think.
So, I really have a lot of sympathy for Lauren because she has her summer goal. She thinks she's halfway to the summer goal, which is to get a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And Carl's totally giving her mixed signals. And
he wants his cake and eat it too. That's what Carl is.
And I love how he keeps on being like, she's so smart. She's pretty. Like, he's intimidated by her. That's his, like, tactic.
Yeah, he has to respect her. I'm like, it's not being respectful when you bring two girls around just to piss her off.
No, but, like, I think his – well, even he asked that girl when they were about to hook up. So, like, what are your intentions? Are you looking for a girlfriend? It's like, pretty much – I mean, boyfriend.
Yeah.
Pretty much every girl's – yeah, looking for an end game.
Like, yeah, no, every girl's, I mean, yeah, like, yeah, I just have... like to spread my legs and have a good time.
And no, I hope so, no never... girl, yeah, girl ever. And she's like, and I want to contact me again. Yeah. Either too.
I want to be like Liz from The Bachelor, and if you ask me for my number, I'm gonna say no because it's a one and done, and I'm out.
Like... yeah, like that's a very, I'd say 5%. Okay?
Yeah, at 3 in the morning, if you want to know what my intentions are, don't ask me my intentions at 3 in the morning. Like,
yeah,
we all know what intentions are at 3 in the morning.
But I love how Lauren slept out 2 nights in a row, and Carl's like, wait, who? What's going on? It's like, yeah, fuck you, dick.
What if Lauren, though, just went to, like, the Best Western down the street to make us all think that she slept out? She's like, I gotta get a hotel room so everybody thinks that I'm actually being a slut, and I'm not.
She probably, like, slept at some friends' houses, yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah, she's like, is your couch available? I gotta make a guy jealous.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked.
Yeah.
He was curious.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Kyle's with Carrie, this older woman, and he's having the time of his life, slash getting so drunk he passes out, not on the couch, but with his shoes on underneath, and he's blacked out.
Oh, when he was talking, he's like, nah, 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 nah. I'm like, oh, Kyle, we've all been there. I don't know at 34 if we've all been there, but we've all been there. He's tried to draw a dick on his face, and he woke up, and then you just see him, like, chomping on chips, like, like, with a half dick on his face, and I just, he can do no wrong. He's even endearing then.
No, and then my favorite thing was when he wakes up with the girl in the bed, and he's like, do you need some water? And
what, you're like, what a gentleman.
I was like, amen. I'm like,
I'm parched.
The Sahara Desert's in my mouth. Please go get the water.
And the best part was when she went to go get, her friend called, Sabrina or something.
In the house.
Yeah, called and asked her to come to her room. So Kyle then found her in there and brought her water. Like, what a gem, searching the house for her. That's so nice.
Meanwhile, Christina's calling them hookers, and then they confront her about it, and she's like, well,
I was defending Lauren.
Yeah, and she's so, like, she has
so
these
drunk.
Tears welling up in her eyes. She looks like shit slash constipated. And I was just like, Christina, you've got to go.
Yeah, Christina, I think what it is Christina's in a little bit of a funk because she's quote-unquote freelancing. Mm-hmm. And so she's not feeling great about herself. So what she's trying to do is meddle in everybody else's drama because then it makes her feel like she's doing something, and it's just not working. And the girls were like, are you going to cry? And I thought in the previews it was like a Regina George, like mean girl, like, are you going to cry? But they were like, wait, why? Like, no, like, why are you going to cry? It was so awkward.
Wait, stop looking so ugly and constipated.
Was this happening while Carl decided to ditch them and go with Everett to play golf?
Yeah, what was that? And then I love how they're like, you know the policy in the house. No guests.
Well, first off, it is rude.
Yeah, I thought it was rude as well.
It is rude because, you know, he thinks he's really great and he's not. Carl,
no, I'm over Carl.
Yeah,
but then, okay, I did a little bit of research.
Uh-huh.
And him and Lauren were the same thing. They were both skeletons for Halloween.
Okay, I saw that too because I too did some research. And it almost seems like they're kind of dating, right? Did you get that vibe?
I look forward. I hope there's a good reunion, not just a Watch What Happens Live reunion. I need some.
I agree. I need to know. Even if they just do at the end of the season finale where they give us that little quick update, Lauren has met her summer goal. Her and Carl are now dating. Something like that.
I don't want her to date him because I don't think he's a good person. And right. I think at the end of the day, he would cheat on her.
Yeah, you'd probably rather her date Everett, right?
Oh, God. I can't with American Psycho.
Okay. So speaking of Everett, so we end the episode. Steven had mentioned in the Uber, I have to think he was so drunk in the hoedown, right? So he mentions it like just like off the cuff, not really thinking about it, that Everett slept in a bed with four girls the night he didn't come home. And so I'm sorry. Why does he decide to tell her? Do you think that's a producer manipulation of telling her because they want the drama? He tells Lindsay at the end of the episode and leaves us with the cliffhanger that he slept in a bed with four girls.
I also think Steven has no storyline. Like, nobody really cares about your political boyfriend.
Eric Trump.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden, I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's Ouai, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Eric
yeah.
Trump.
Yeah, no one cares about Eric Trump.
But
I do want to meet Cletus McGee, though, his dad.
Yeah, and I hate all this, like, we have to pretend like he's not gay. It's mm-hmm. like, come on, mom and dad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's move. Let's go to New Orleans.
Okay, this episode gave me everything. Vanderpump ruled. It ruled this week. It was so good. The girls go to a fancy lunch at Galatoire's. I don't know how you say it, but it's
I don't know. But, like, Saucy's been going there for years.
Years. She's like, to have my friends at the place where I grew up and went to brunch, it's just, like, crazy. It's like, is it that crazy you made the reservation? But besides the point, she orders all this seafood, and Kristen and Sheena are like, ew, gross.
Okay, when people don't like seafood, I think, first of all, the anorexics that didn't like the seafood. Seafood's, like, the lowest calories that you can eat. And it's just so elementary of you. Like,
well, it's also just, like, order something else and just deal with it. I can't
It's white trash. It's white trash.
I just can't imagine. Like, seafood doesn't really smell, like, that bad. When it's cooked very well, it's not supposed to have a smell. So maybe something was going down in New Orleans. But, yeah, I love when Stassi called them anorexic. And then they talk and they – and Kristen drops the bombshell that Katie's now – the whole reason that she's pissed at Tom is because he supposedly had sex with some girl in Vegas but won't admit it.
They found the root of all their problems, which mm-hmm. goes back from 2 to 3 years ago when Tom fucked a girl in Vegas. And that's why their whole relationship is a disaster.
I mean, the 4 years before that were literally perfect.
It's like so super bizarre. And then meanwhile, the boys are on this Gator trip and
cool girl Ariana.
Oh God, I can't. There was so many gender stereotypes. So basically the boys start talking about the cheating thing in Vegas.
Because Carter brings it up.
Sandoval is in tears. Like, I've never seen him so stressed out. So I'm like, how can you, like,
when he's like, so I feel helpless. It's like, what?
Like, he was so scared for Tom. And literally everyone's like, are you really going to spend your whole life with this girl? Don't do it. But,
like, is Tom Schwartz, is he a deaf mute? Honestly, I ask this because apparently, like, this guy can't make decisions on his own or something. Like, it's like as if he's, like, literally helpless and can't do anything on his own. I don't understand why it's. Just don't be with her.
Well,
I mean,
word on the street is that he is a trust fund kid. And uh-huh. that's what that prenup was really all about.
So it's not just about the sweatpants.
It's not about the sweatpants and the pets.
Well,
I wonder what assets he really has.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. He's from Florida, so maybe he's in business with Corinne's family. Maybe it's another full circle in this.
Connection. Maybe they're in Scientology as well.
Oh, God. A girl can dream. But, yeah. So, the Gator trip, though, was funny because they were so drunk. Like, especially Tom Schwartz. The guys were so drunk that, like, this is actually very dangerous. Yeah,
any,
no.
Any of them could have fallen off the boat. There were snakes. There were gators. There was just, it was, if they were somewhat more sober, it would have been, I think, more fun. But even Tom Schwartz was like crying when they brought out the crabs. He felt so bad that they were going to eat these crabs. And it's like, what's with the seafood?
And why did you get seafood? Jack was like, we're not wasting them, though. We're eating them.
Jack's, good old Jack's.
I know. And then meanwhile, they're like, at the hotel, they're like, did anyone order a cake?
Guys, hey. Is the cake for someone who got this girl in an executive outfit to bring this cake and drop it off? And then it's like, bow, chicka, wow, wow.
It's a stripper. Why did they get a female stripper for females?
First off, I appreciate that. I think that's a good idea because I don't know if you've remembered anything in college that was not sorority related, but maybe sorority related, but whatever. And we would get these male strippers and they all had like butt knee. And I was like, I do not want your butt zits in my face.
Personally, I'm not a fan of strippers, male or female. Okay. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Good. Don't break any, it's like keep breaking those gender stereotypes.
But I just thought that was like, they were into this.
What was strange though is the stripper was into it and it's like, I'm sure her parents are like, well, thank you for making your TV debut in your thong with your tits all over the place and like licking whipped cream. Oh my God.
And then meanwhile, you go cut to the boys' hotel room and it's them dressing up in drag. I was like, this is so bizarre. And they were so into it. And their drag names?
I don't think they were as into it as just Tom Sandoval was into it. And maybe because they were all drunk, they're like, oh, ha ha, this is funny. Okay, go over the drag names.
Because there's Lisa Manderthump, who was Tom,
the Bachelor at, yes. I guess, the Bachelorette.
Jordan Tyler, who was Ariana, who's dressed as a male.
Who is not funny. She's like, catch me on Vine, yo. I'm like, nobody cares.
Yeah. Jen Rod, who was Sandoval.
Which I don't get.
Okay. Petra Honeysuckle, who was Peter, who like didn't.
He literally looked the exact same. He looked like his hair had just grown back to what it was, and he put a muumuu on. Maybe he was borrowing Tom's caftan for when he gives up at the end of the day.
It was pretty good. And then Tina Lamar as Jax. And actually, I thought like Jax would be a little bit more into it, but he was dying. He was like, I need to get my penis out of this thing.
That was so weird that they all felt the need to get tucked.
The whole thing was just, I don't know what Bachelor party would say, hey everyone, let's get our nails done, makeup, hair, and dress up as males. Yes. Females.
Yes, it was so weird. I was dying though when Jax was trying to pee because he was so drunk he had to figure out how to untuck himself. Then he pisses on his dress. He doesn't close the door. The editors like perfectly edited to make us think that he didn't even flush the toilet. I was cracking up. He was hilarious. I also need to know what the backstory is though for Tina Lamar. Like he's like, I don't think I can legally talk about it. And like,
I know, well, I'm like, what's that story?
Yeah, now I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Okay, then they go back to the hotel and Sandoval's like, oh, costume change. I felt like a 50-year-old stepmom in that brown thing. Let me go on this Sia fun, sexy blonde wig.
I also felt he was like half Sia. He was like half Lady Gaga a little bit too. And he was like, oh, the girls like love this. I was cracking up too when Stassi was like, if that was my profile picture on like Tinder, like he would get way more likes than me. I mean, he did pull it off really well, but yeah,
He got pretty into character.
And then the drama starts. And it's like, how do you take these fights seriously when people are in drag? Krista decides that she needs to confront them now because what better time than 1 a.m. in a hotel lobby? Tom Schwartz is like not about it. So he just I loved what he called her. He said, Dodie is the same basic bitch that I always knew she was. And then is like wants to like huff and puff away like he's, you know, in character while he's doing that. Okay, but here's my real question though. What do you think of Carter? Because Carter perpetuated that drama. Like he got in the elevator with him, which I thought was funny that they only let Carter in the elevator and not Kristen, which is like, aren't they kind of a pair?
Well, Kristen is just in his head. I mean, she's delusional. She does meth. For sure.
Wait, did you see that thing that I tagged you in on Facebook?
Yes.
And they said that Kristen had to get veneers because her teeth were destroyed from doing meth. I believe it.
I do too.
I definitely believe it.
Slash bipolar.
Yes. And she, but she's gotten it back. I feel like she's really pulled it together this season. But what I prefer is meth head Kristen over sane normal Kristen.
Agreed.
So I was cracking up though, because while then Carter, Tom, and the Toms are fighting outside in the hotel like hallway, you've got Stassi who's like sitting at her door, like keeps peering over, like just like what is going on, like listening. You've got Jax and Brittany who are like, this is a war, we can't get involved, listening from the other side of her door. Which, hey Jax, when did you get so fat?
Well, also, I couldn't believe Jax didn't step in, because this is so his scene, just to be stirring the pot even more. And
I think he could see that Carter was not going to win. And yeah, maybe Carter stole his line of when he said, well, when you grew up to be fucking Sia. And so maybe Jax was like, damn it, that was my line, I'll stay in.
No, and then literally the Bachelor's like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. I can't marry her.
And we're left with a to be continued, which means next week's going to be even great, because they're still dressed in drag and they're still fighting.
And Katie's still going to be drinking Four Locos and her fiancé shirt.
Yeah, and her pineapple sweats, which is the best she's looked all season.
Amen.
Let's see. Let's travel back over. Speaking of Vanderpump Rules, Vanderpump ruled over in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills too. I thought it was really sweet that she was buying Max a condo. And that, do you think that was a one-bedroom condo that she was buying him, or two-bedroom?
I thought it was funny that they got a fixer-upper.
Well,
$630,000 fixer-upper.
But that, okay, the reason I ask if it's one or two-bedroom, because that's like a great deal around here. And I'm like, wait, I'm kind of into this. I would not mind knowing where that location is and if there's others available, because that's a pretty legit deal for a two bedroom in the West Hollywood area.
I feel like it's two.
Okay, thank you. Next time I go to Sur, I'll ask Max how his new place is.
You know what? I'll just call Mauricio and call the agency.
Oh, you think that's what they went through?
Absolutely. They probably got Todd Cranes.
Hey Lisa, it's me, Todd Cranes.
I got a great deal on the hills for you.
Okay, but I also think that she's doing this and buying him all that furniture, as we saw later, because he's trying to find his birth parents, and I think she still wants to be number one mom.
Totally agreed. But at the same time, I think she's trying to even the score with Pandora. Yeah,
but I think she's going to be like, here, Max, here are your birth parents. And he's like, oh, wow, thanks, mom. And then she's like, and here's your new apartment. It's like a showcase showdown on prices, right? She's like, door number one is your birth parents. Door number two is your new condo. What are you going to choose?
Condo.
Yeah. But I thought that – it's sweet. I think she might have some ulterior motives, but that's Lisa Vanderpump, so I love her anyways. Okay, so then like we're brought into two scenes with Kyle and Kim talking, and then Rinna and her stupid fucking fanny pack meeting up with Eden to like scold her.
So – Kyle fills in Kim on what's going on, but Kim looks fantastic.
Except for her gray roots. What, like, get your hair colored.
You can tell she's not on drugs, though, because her face is puffy in a good way.
Yeah, no, she looked really good minus the gray roots, and she seemed, like, very coherent.
And then you get Lisa Rinna in her leopard tights and Eden to sit down at a park. But you know what? There's something, like, very striking to me about Eden.
Like, I think looks-wise? She's really,
yeah, there's something... I think she is really pretty.
Okay, well.
Like, there's something, her skin.
She has nice skin, but she's too plastic for me.
Yeah.
I pick Eden's mom over Eden, but yeah. Okay. But then, so I have this theory that, like, Rinna is, like, she, like, has to be, to have control over somebody, because she doesn't have control over, like, Kyle or, you know, like, Dorit's not about her.
Rinna, like, literally...
She's like,
she blacked out, and she doesn't know that she did this. And she's like, so why did you say I said all those things? Like, wait, Brenna, you said those things. Wait,
I like when she goes, well, you've been busy. And you're like, oh, God, like, what?
Like, she feels like she's going to catch Eden in a lie. It's like, wait, No, Renny, you said it.
Yeah. And then when they're doing like Project Angel food or whatever too, and Eden, you know, is talking to Kyle and she's like, maybe we can sit down and talk one time. And then Eden's like looking at Rinna like, maybe we all can. And Rinna's like, I think that's a great idea. I'm like, Rinna, you are walking into a lion's den. Like, you idiot. Yeah. You said it. Also, is she trying to like repair her image? What is this Project Angel food?
Okay. Well, as a follower of Lisa Rinna, I'm familiar.
Please tell me more.
No. Yeah. She's been with this,
but what charity. Does she do? Because that seems like she
packs the foods and she'll bring the foods to different places. And she's been super involved in this for many years. Like, they always volunteer on the major holidays too. I mean, sure, as a publicity thing, but
does she or does her housekeeper do it?
No, I really do think she does.
Well, you're Team Rinna anyways. Oh, okay. But I also love that too, when the ladies were like 45 minutes late and she's like, they just don't respect me. I'm like, Rinna, it's literally not about you. They just don't care. Everybody's selfish. You live in Beverly Hills. Everyone is selfish.
The time things with like, this is a theme within all the shows about people being late. I mean, I'm the queen of being late.
Same.
Believe me, it's a miracle I get to work on time every day. And I don't get to work on time. I get there before the children show up.
Right, which is on time. As long as you're there before them, it's okay. But yes. But it's like, these people are all selfish. That's why they're on this show. They're self-centered. Literally, if you told them the time, you should tell them 45 minutes before that, because then you're guaranteed to maybe have them close by the time that
They had a gate situation.
Yeah, and then when they're like, Dory, when they're like, her and Kyle are like watching zucchinis, and she's like, every time I wash a zucchini, I end up having a baby. And I'm like,
it's happened twice.
Yeah, I'm like, so you've had sex twice? Like, oh, poor thing. And I'm like, there's no way, because you wouldn't have gotten that rose gold Bentley just by having sex twice, but whatever.
But Dorit was pretty endearing this week.
I have turned a page and I now love Dorit. I love her. I
completely agree.
I thought what her scene with her kids was so adorable, and her relationship with Jagger and how he speaks and communicates. Like, I thought that was so cute.
Yeah, the sign language, and she really did know what he was saying, and doesn't have the verbal communication yet.
Yeah, but it was so cute. And when Eden came over too, and she was like trying to tell her, like, it was just, I loved the connection that they have. And now I think she's actually a good mom. And wow, Dory, you're really coming around. I'm really enjoying you.
I think she'll definitely be back next season.
Oh, for sure. She's definitely getting that diamond. But and then I like that when Eden came over, she was trying to like goad her into like telling, like, hey, does Rinna have a pill problem? Like, what is her personality?
I'm so over this pill. She does not have a pill problem. She has
an eating disorder.
If anything, she has like a meth problem. Like, no, she has so a straight up eating disorder. Tiny.
I think she's on Adderall.
No, but she could. Yeah, sure. Sponsored by Ritalin.
Yeah, Lisa Ritalin. I'll be here all night. Okay, moving on. Okay, let's discuss the Girardis. They have the strangest relationship. She's always thanking him for things. Always. Just like, thank you for meeting me for lunch. Thanks for letting me borrow the plane. It's like, thank you, Mr. Girardi.
Exactly, because it's like, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, it's so strange. But
and there's not even like a sexual chemistry.
No, it's like tension, like uncomfortable tension, where she's like, don't want to hurt my dad, like he might beat me, but it's like
it's a business deal. It's a business deal.
Oh yeah, like she's afraid he's going to take away the credit card or stop paying for expensive, which I love that he was like, I love that video, it was worth every dollar. It's like,
well, and I'm sure he thought that, because he's like, oh yeah, look what I get to take at home at night. And it's like,
but you, like, they don't, I think, I don't think they have sex.
I know.
They don't even kiss goodbye.
Her son, that's the LAPD,
did you
lives
him?
At home with them.
What?
Yes.
How do you know this?
I know. I did some research.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea.
That's so weird.
She also wasn't wearing a wedding ring, which I thought was really weird too.
I think she does that. Like, I think a lot of them, it just matters what they're like, wearing that day, accessories wise.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about the award show.
Oh, my little Renaissance man, Harry Hamlin. But I didn't know he was sober.
Yeah, I mean,
sad.
I guess he wouldn't be fun to party with anymore. He'd be like, he's. But I think, it's been mentioned many times.
between him and John Hamm and Ben Affleck, why can't these people drink?
Oh, I'm pretty sure Ben knocks one back quite
often.
No,
he does. He does. I mean, he's like a little rehab stint.
He's a secret sober. I think he can drink. I think it was something else going up his nose that was causing him to go to rehab.
Sure.
But yeah, no, I thought his speech was really sweet. I like that when the makeup artist was like, oh, is everybody going tonight? Like, even Harry, which is like, does he not go to things often? Like, but I thought his speech was sweet. I still don't know what the award was for. And I still think it's weird that she was so set up on the fact that Vanderpump wasn't there.
Well, because Vanderpump is the worst.
But no, Vanderpump just doesn't care. Like, I don't think, I think I kind of respect her for not going because
yeah,
like,
but
if I don't
I,
care, I don't want to be there.
Like, no, but I will say, like, Lisa Rinna, she's got her big lips that won't shut up. But at the end of the day, I think she always does the right thing and she shows up for people and she values people's time. And I think she has
and
a good
screen,
character.
Yeah, because you know why? Because she wants screen time, too. Vanderpump doesn't need screen time. She's got her own spinoff where she can just, like ask the kitchen to make her food.
We need to have a poll of Lisa Rinna versus Lisa Vanderpump. And who likes? Because I think more people would like Rinna.
Okay, well, I think you're wrong. But it was actually funny at the end of the award show when she's, like, thanking all the girls for coming. And she's like, you know, everything is just bullshit. And, like, this is what it's about. And it's like, Rinna, you started everything. You caused it all by saying this stuff that you don't remember saying. So, yeah, it is bullshit, but it's your bullshit. You did it.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to Kyle's house next week where – hold on for one more day. I know that there was change. Wilson shows up.
Oh, I know. But because they were together on Celebrity Apprentice and now Kyle's like BFFs. Like when Dury hugged Carson Kressley was also on Celebrity Apprentice. So Kyle's just like really getting her Rolodex like bigger. It's really, yeah. It kind of cracks me up. But yeah, next week's going to be good. I was really happy with this week of shows. I think we blew through them and we had a really good time watching them and we were entertained. And I hope all of you guys were too.
I can't wait for Fantasy Suites.
Oh, well, yeah, let's get some excitement happening. But on that note, we will see you guys all next week. Thank you so much for judging with us. And until then, ta-ta.
Bye-bye. Bye. Adios, arriba.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.